Minimalistic Gent's Guide to Being Unconventional. Being an immensely robust individual who is supremely adept at projecting a divergent lifestyle from the norm is a nerve-wracking experience filled with the persecution of smaller-minded individuals. The distinct perspective of being an uncommon individual is extremely pivotal to your well-being as a consciously self-aware gentleman. The only way to truly embrace your maximal gentleman self is by being the best at what you love to do and providing yourself with the work ethic to attain such a feat. The fine art of luxurious excellence and confidence is befitting of a man of your aptitude. And with enough exertion and patience, you will achieve your goals. Although it may seem daunting at first, it is pivotal to keep your mind constantly challenged to improve your personal standing in life. Finding solace in comfort is a sure way to ensure that you fall short of achieving your personal endeavors. Engaging in activities that provide rewarding experiences should be undertaken with furious conviction and the amplification of your mindset through accomplishing these formidable tasks will resonate brightly in a way that was before thought impossible. To ensure you set the right avenue and make the correct decisions to put yourself in the best position to succeed, it is important to surround yourself with corresponding like-minded individuals. The famous quote, "Misery loves company," is extremely germane in this context, and the individuals who are not ready to pursue greater goals will urge you to disassociate your mind from your undertakings. By finding other studious and courageous colleagues and acquaintances, your network will expand and force you to irrefutably chase your wildest of aspirations. Excellence is within your grasp if you are willing to tackle the unconventional path that you truly believe in. By metamorphosing into the quintessential gentleman that you envision, you will be more apt to perform the arduous task of being an individual in a harsh and unrelenting society. The minimalistic gent is ecstatic to hear the process of your significant undertaking and cannot wait to see your phenomenal achievements. Minimalistic Gent's Guide to Minimalism. The modern minimalist is a contemporary blend of millennial ideas with an unruly urge for more to life than just possessions. But should you want to take those premises and maximize your self-image, you'll need the Minimalistic Gent's Guide to Minimalism. Do you know a stark individual that is exceptionally trepidatious about spending? We all know this angst-ridden individual that is extremely frugal and scrounges around, leaving an air of unsophistication. There is nothing wrong with making wise spending decisions, but being inordinately frugal will affect the individuals that surround you and leave you with an unfortunate presence of negative perceptions. Can a minimalist be extremely lavish and inspire a splendor of opulence in others? We at the Minimalistic Gent are heavy advocates for planning the acquisition of high-quality items riddled with enduring excellence. At first glance, it may seem counterintuitive to buy expensive things when living a minimalist lifestyle. But in reality, it resonates with the concept of not buying more things. By making infrequent purchases of high-quality items, it removes the constant need to replace items of old. Therefore, minimalism can be a luxurious lifestyle that is more about the lack of clutter than the frugalness of life. Magnificently well-crafted pieces that embody quality are pivotal to adding the refreshing, idiosyncratic mood of one's style. Artful pieces that resonate well with your being are well worth the extravagant cost, if it provides a strong connection consistent with what you envision in a gentleman. Without the restraints of frugalness, you will project a lavish lifestyle that others will adore and be influenced by. The obvious difference in less high-quality items is the power to be in control of your surroundings at home. Having huge amounts of items can take a toll on your personal threshold for clutter. There's an extreme power found in the total control of your possessions and being able to live clutter-free. The empowerment you will feel from looking at your living space and seeing the clean, masterfully done arrangements is both stress-relieving and helpful as you start every single day. The valuation of time is extremely evident in minimalism, and others will be motivated by the plentiful accomplishments that will adorn your life. Buying multiple items and constantly shopping around is extremely time deficient, with hours spent shopping for replacement items. This is a necessity, as antediluvian, low-quality, dispirited items of old have a short shelf life. The time replacing old decrepit items could be much better utilized on enjoying life and carousing with other provincial characters that would enjoy your company. Minimalism frees up our greatest commodity, time, and allows us to mediate a maximized lifestyle that all gentlemen pursue. Minimalism allots for freedom from the inelastic standards of society that keep us from standing out as divergent gentlemen with a refined style. Allow yourself to be a minimalist without the negative frugality that comes with living with less items. By becoming an organized and refined individual with a well-versed sense of style, you will awe the masses and provide a feeling of polished elegance that will always be remembered. Minimalistic Gents Guide to Expanding Your Vocabulary. The purveyor of the minimalistic gent lifestyle is a well-spoken individual with a vicarious desire to be distinct. By having a thirst for knowledge and expanding your prowess of the English language, you'll become the riveting gentleman that everyone desires to be like. Becoming the captivating gentleman that is the focal point of any gathering seems like an onerous, inconceivable task that many stray away from. Making the metamorphosis from a lackluster individual to the fascinating gent can be a simple, facile venture that any can undertake, given the right skill set. The virtuosity of any compelling gentleman is not only chivalrous manners and a keen sense of style. A gentleman must possess a robust vocabulary that portrays his mastery of the idioms of the English language. Therefore, fulfilling the aspiration to become a superior conversationalist can be undertaken by constantly refining one's proficiency at language. To begin one's peregrination of becoming a more fascinating, divergent gentleman, one needs to understand their own shortcomings. The decrepitude of vocabulary is not abnormal, and only through the acceptance of your deficiency can you proceed to destroy your own personal limitations. All true virtuosos of the English language started from humble beginnings. And knowing that there are others whom speak with an air of sophistication should galvanize yourself into understanding your potential. Having a fondness of the idiosyncrasies of vocabulary will lead to a facile, linear path to the multiplication of one's capacity for language acquisition. By enjoying the journey of the perpetual thirst for knowledge, it is pivotal to absorb as much information as possible. Seeing the act of studying vocabulary as a monotonous activity will hinder one's personal growth in this aspect. If you instead envision the grandeur of becoming a more engaging gentleman, though, you will expedite the process unconsciously. Enjoying the peregrination of language acquisition eliminates one's own hindrance on improvement and will empower you to become the idealistic gentleman you wish to become. Finally, understanding that the acquisition of vocabulary will never end will ensure you stay committed to this pursuit of knowledge. A quick look at any dictionary will offer a perspective on the vastness of nomenclatures there are in the English language. Taking a sustained approach to one's personal academics will lead to a prodigious bank of vocabulary words over a period of time. Even the act of utilizing two or three new words on a daily basis will formulate the framework for one's success. A gentleman is compelling and offers others his own sense of refinement through the finesse he exhibits in his speech. Taking the grand endeavor to cultivate one's personal linguistic expertise will lead to the splendor that can only be seen by a purveyor of the jargons of English. Although basic communication does not require an extensive list of words, true gentlemen know the advantages of a robust vocabulary. Welcome to the Minimalistic Gent. Today is about positivity. The importance of positivity is crucial to your success as a gentleman. Today is a blessed day and a wonderful day. You are able to wake up this morning in success. So, today, it's a great day to visualize a moment in time from your experiences where you were extremely positive. Think of the happiest moment you've ever been in your life and convey that through everything you do today. What did it feel like? What did it taste like? What did it smell like? What are all the feelings associated with that one moment? Visualize that to the fullest and put it into another area of your life, and you will definitely be able to be more efficient and more effective with your time. Today is all about positivity, so today, go out there, think positive, find that moment in life that was successful for you, and go out there and conquer. When you look in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see the CEO of a Fortune 500 company? Or do you see a hardworking middle-class individual who will never achieve that level of prosperity? Self-image. Self-image is the most defining factor of your internal communication that will allow you to succeed. Self-image allows you to carry yourself in a certain way. It allows you to interact with others in a certain way. And it allows you to act in a certain way that inspires others. Negative self-image only hinders your goals. A negative self-image will provide obstacles where there were none before. The greatest tip I can offer in order to speed up the process of introducing a positive self-image into your life is to think of a heroic person, somebody that you admire and would like to become like. Think about how that individual carries themselves. Think about how they interact with others. And think about what makes them so great that you define them as a heroic individual. Next time you are put in a harsh position, maybe a difficult situation, think about how that individual would carry themselves and handle the situation at hand. That heroic person would definitely take control of the moment and act in a fashion that would lead into a positive experience. In order to speed up the process of becoming that austere, opulent gentleman that you were meant to be, you need to envision someone that already has reached that level of success. Envision that completely, and you will find the quickest way to become a great modern gentleman in a contemporary society. Who is your hero, and how can you be like them? The power of a wristwatch. Welcome to the Minimalistic Gent, where we maximize gentlemen to be the best individuals that they can be. Today, we'll talk about something really small that sits on often your left wrist, and that's a simple wristwatch. A wristwatch is a symbol of class and elegance, and it's one of the pivotal things that a gentleman should wear to show timeliness. It may not mean that you're a timely person, but exudes the aura of a timely person, someone who values their time. The importance of a wristwatch is tenfold. It's not only an item that tells you the time and tells others the time, but it also exudes who you are as a person. For me, I love luxury watches. I haven't been a big fan of the Apple Watches or the other smartwatches, because although they are very functional, they don't exude the same type of class as these watches. Granted, these are expensive watches like Rolexes and Audemars Piguet and Patek Philippe's. They're definitely not the cheapest of watches, but they exude a certain class that cannot be replicated when you're wearing a smartwatch or an Apple Watch, anything of that nature. So definitely, a wristwatch is important as a gentleman. It's something that you need to own at least once in your life, because I know a lot of people argue that they would never pay that much for a watch, but I think they need to try it on first before they make that assumption. The biggest thing I want to advocate as a gentleman is to experience life. Experience all of the opulent things that life has to offer, and then make your judgments on whether it is for you or not for you. Therefore, I'm a big advocate for luxury watches, and I hope that you can get your dream watch soon.